employees that are aggressive towards other employees. Mm. Because you don't ever want to let someone get to a place to where they're domineering over your other employees. Because mm-hmm. then it's not a safe work atmosphere.
Welcome to the Contractor Files podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid. Gain insights from Trent's 20 plus years owning and operating a residential remodeling company. Learn tips and tricks from Ethan on how to run an organized and profitable enterprise. And discover it is possible to have your own successful, stress-free construction business. This is the Contractor Files Podcast.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep. And I'm Ethan.
With the Contractor Files.
Yes.
I started to say that
all Yes.
And we are on episode number 17 today.
Yes.
We have an important topic for all of you today.
That's right.
And Ethan's going to share it with us. What's our topic today?
Do you fire your employees when they treat you like Travis Kelce treated Andy Reid? Oh,
not if they win you the Super Bowl.
That's right. Oh man, did you watch the Super Bowl live? You saw it all, right?
I watched it. Yeah, I watched it live.
Did you happen to catch Travis Kelce's running into Andy Reid,
his coach, about knocking him down?
Yeah.
I saw that, and I heard later they asked Travis Kelce what he was doing, and he just said that he was just telling him he loved him.
So, yeah, that's all. Oh man, yeah,
it's all good.
So, what do you do if you have an employee? Not that Travis Kelce's Andy Reid's employee. Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift, so he basically owns the Chiefs.
I was going to say, more like Andy Reid's Travis
Kelce's employee. Right. Well, what do you do when you have a difficult employee who is in your face about it? But maybe they do a good job. Maybe they're a good tight end. What do you do?
I'll tell you the advice I had an old man tell me one time. If you have someone do something like that they shouldn't, he said, you punch him in the nose. I wouldn't recommend that. What I would do in that situation? I would punch him in the nose. Now that we got that out of the way, I wouldn't recommend that. So,
yeah.
If I had an employee that was trying to control things or be a little bit pushy, like Travis was with Andy Reid, I would pull him to the side and have a serious conversation with him. Because more than likely, you're probably dealing with an employee who has some ambition. That's why he's doing that, right? You just have to try to let him understand the lines that his ambition cannot cross, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't always think that situations are bad in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. I think that if you don't address them right away, that they can turn bad, obviously.
Yeah.
So, it depends on when it happens, where it happens, how it happens. There's a lot that goes into it. But normally when things get a little carried away, they just need addressed right away. Mm-hmm. Now, there are times that someone would just need fired, obviously, and removed from the job site.
Right.
But I would say most of the time, it's probably just their emotions getting the best of them. Mm-hmm. And it comes back to what we talk about every podcast.
Yes.
What do you do to fix it? Communicate.
Communicate.
You have to communicate with them. So
yes.
What would be your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I think if it's a repeat offense, I would be a little bit more aggressive with how I dealt with it. And not aggressive, that's not the right word. I'd be a little less gracious towards Travis Kelce or any employees, like, if it was a repeat offense. But it's like Trent said, almost always it comes down to communication. And those instances are usually the employee feeling like they're not being heard. I don't think Travis Kelce felt heard. He wanted to be put in the game. No. And it's true for your employees. A lot of times when they blow up, it's because you probably didn't know what was going on before that. You probably weren't listening to them if they had complaints. Or, you know what, employees are not, they're just like everybody else. They're not going, you can't expect them to be the full-on communicator that they should be with you. So you've got to be proactive, and maybe they've been silent, and then all of a sudden there's a big blow-up. Well, that silence beforehand could have been a clue for you to say, hey, this employee's acting a little funny when I'm around. I need to sit down, grab a coffee with them, and we need to just talk and see what's going on. Because that communication ahead of time could prevent a blow up.
For sure. And you got to think about it. There can be some serious concerns there. I mean, like Travis Kelce, you look at that situation, Ethan. What was going on? If one of his teammates was the superstar at the end of that game, then Taylor Swift may dump him.
And that's that true.
I mean, there's a lot going on. He had to try to be the highlight of that situation to keep his status with his high-end woman, right?
That's true.
You got to think of both sides of it. Maybe it's like, you know what, Andy, you should have thought. Travis really needs some attention right now.
Yes.
You better keep him in the game. He could lose his life inheritance coming up. You just don't
That's
know
right.
what was going through his head.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're always probably going to be dealing with people who act like kids. That's the nature of it.
You know, I think in most things, it doesn't matter if it's business or sports or whatever it is, if someone has a lot of ambition, then they're probably wound pretty tight and they have a lot of things running through their head and they're go-getters, you know, that kind of stuff. So you want to harness that energy and ambition and help them to use it in the proper way. Don't put them in a position to where they do something they regret or they didn't want to do, for sure. And not that it's always the owner's fault, but you just got to remember there's two sides to it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, there are instances where you are going to deal with an employee who it's not just an emotional blow up in your face that you have to deal with. Maybe it's something that they're doing that is clearly against company policies, possibly against the United States laws. And you've got to deal with that as the business owner. And again, it comes back to communication. You've got to document your communication with that employee and warn them that, hey, what you just did is not okay. Do not let something an employee did that was not okay, don't let it go just under the rug and not try to ignore it, because it's not going to go away. And all of your crew members, they know, and they talk about it. I guarantee you, all of your company knows what that one person did, whether you told them or not, because it spreads. And it comes back to communication. If you've got a difficult employee who's doing things that are against your policies, you do follow your procedures. Warn them however many times you've got lined out, and then if it comes down to it, fire them, because you cannot allow things, especially if they're against the law, to keep going on in your company and not expect it to impact your entire business.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's funny because usually when somebody acts up in a certain area, it's either because of something that you've not paid any attention to, or because they have a wrong mindset in that area. So you either have to have the things in place to correct them and show them how things are going to be.
Yep.
Or you have to be humble enough to listen to what they have to say and work on adjusting and changing that part of your business. And it can be either or. It's usually, I guess it can be a little bit of both at times too. Maybe they need some warning of how not to act, and then you need to kind of take into account the point they are trying to get across. So always be open to look at the situation from both perspectives. Don't be closed-minded and think, well, it's my way or no way, and I don't care because the way they act is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go into it trying to see both sides.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, don't meet their emotional reaction, if that's what's happening, or not. Don't meet it with your own emotional blow-up. As a business owner, you can deal with those things. You know, you can vent to people outside your business about what you're having to deal with. Don't blow up at your employees. So they're probably not going to stick around. Be logical in your conversations with them. Try and understand their side.
Yeah. That's for sure. And a lot of times if an employee is trying to get a point across to you, they may not be the only employee that's dealing with that certain thing. So maybe they're just the only one brave enough to bring it up to you.
Yep.
You know? And just because they're brave enough to bring it up to your attention doesn't mean they do it in the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
Like Travis about
right.
his coach. That's probably not the best way to try to bring up his feelings at the time.
Right.
But
it happens.
You know, they're professionals. They work through it. There's no big deal with that.
Yep.
And that's how you need to be in your business.
Yes.
You work through it, communicate, and figure out the best solution for your situation.
Yeah. Reward employees, not necessarily for bad behavior, but for coming to you and discussing a problem they're having rather than just handing you their 2 weeks' notice.
Mm-hmm.
Reward that with a conversation with them and trying to understand their point of view, like Trent was saying. And then word might get out, hey, it's not so bad bringing up your complaints to the boss because they actually listen. So, yep.
Definitely. And if one of your complaints is that the estimates are too hard to do, then you need to check out our estimating software, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Our app that we've got out there.
We do have an app. If you go to myestimatingapp.com, you can get a kitchen and bath estimating app and sign up for a free trial, and it will work on your phones, your tablets, your web browser. So, yeah, check that out. But have one more thing to add.
Okay. I jumped a little bit too quick into our app, didn't I?
That's okay. It's okay to put the ad right in the middle
That's
of the
true.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, with employees, what is some of the qualities? So if you're continually having to deal with somebody, emotional blow-ups repeatedly happening, are not always the worst thing that could happen because you can deal with them. You can communicate. What is something that repeatedly happens with employees that you've seen that are kind of the worst case scenario, something you hate to deal with? Like, is it, well, I guess, could it be emotional blow-ups, or is there other character traits or issues that you face that you are like, ugh, why do you have to deal with this?
I don't think there's anything that I didn't like or was nervous about dealing with or anything like that. I think the hardest ones are employees that are aggressive towards other employees because you don't ever want to let someone get to a place to where they're domineering over your other employees because then it's not a safe work atmosphere for everyone. So to me, the biggest one is if they're being aggressive or abusive or domineering, then there can't be very many warnings until they're gone because that's going to ruin your whole work atmosphere. That's what I would say is if they're keeping it in themselves or between you and them as the owner, then that's one thing. But if they're trying to use it against everybody around them, then you got a pretty short leash till you have to terminate that employee for sure.
Yep. I'd add on to that too. If you've got, I mentioned this before about an employee breaking the law, stealing from your customers, or doing something like that. Short conversation, really, in my opinion, and they're gone. But you deal with them however you want. If you want to give them a warning, there's certain things that you got to deal with that they're not just emotional blowups. They're a deeper issue that, you know what, they need to go fix this, work on themselves, then come back and talk to me about a job. But right now, you can't be working for me.
Yeah, for sure. I think the one thing with illegal things, like you was talking about, kind of goes along with something that we run into one time, and that is an employee forgetting their prescription drugs at a job site. I mean, it was prescribed. It was something they could have.
That's
but
good.
They forgot it there, and there was kids that was there. So that's something else that you can't mess around with. You know, they have to be smart enough to not leave things laying around that's dangerous for the homeowner.
Right.
So, yeah, everything's the case-by-case basis. If it's just they're ambitious and they have a lot of drive and they come across wrong, you just work through that with them. So it depends on each case.
What about if, would ambition qualify as somebody who's working for you as an employee but is starting their own business that's competitive to yours and they hand out their business card to the customers? Would that be okay?
You know, that's one thing that we had in our... job interviews is that you're not allowed to
solicit
our customers with your side business.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Maybe, you know, bigger companies aren't worried about that. I don't know, but that's one thing that we definitely said is you're not going to be doing side work that's the exact same as what we do and trying to get our customers to hire you on the side.
Yes.
So that's something to think about.
You see, all of this stuff, it comes back to if you plan this all out in your handbook ahead of time and have it all laid out and literally think of every possible scenario that you could come across with your employees, because you might be surprised that you actually encounter that scenario, but... think it all through, lay it all out, and that way you follow a process when you have to deal with your employees, and it's not just flying by the seat of your pants.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, think it through and lay it out, and then know you're only going to have 10 more things to add up.
Yes, yeah. That's why you update it regularly.
Because they always come up with things you never thought of.
And you can dedicate the sections to some of the employees.
There you go.
Yeah, this
that's
is past
right.
employee, there's section 29 has been added.
Dedicated to Fred.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my goodness.
He taught me this little lesson.
Oh, I remember when we were doing a handbook for the first time, and we were, I think we were using some template. I'm trying to think where we even got it from, but it was a restaurant template, and they had put in there basically like, hey, we didn't think we were going to have to do this originally, but now we're having to put in there that, yes, it is required that you show up on time for your shift. And I just remember thinking that that was a funny story, because there's some things you wouldn't think you'd have to write in there, but, you know, showing up on time is one. That's a big one with employees. If you don't write it out in the handbook, you're going to have a harder time justifying firing them after repeated offenses. If you haven't actually written it down, hey, you've got to be there when we said be there on time for your shift.
Yep, we had to do that. We had to put it, after so many times you lose your job if you're not here on time.
Yep.
And we actually had at least one employee lose their job. Maybe more than that.
Yes.
It's so hard. I don't know why. As business owners, you have to make people show up at a certain time. That's just kind of hard on them, you know.
It is. I think it has to do with people just don't like what they're doing, and they don't know how to. They don't have any hope for the future. But that's a whole nother issue we'll talk about later. But your employees, you should have a great future lined out for them if they stay with you. Figure out what they want out of life and out of their job. And that's something you can do as a side note. We'll talk about that maybe in a different podcast.
There you go. That's right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep, and I'm Ethan. You have a good rest of your week.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. If you don't have any friends, then I guess you could just leave us a review for the internet world to read. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcasts, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.